Jane Searle, our new Children's Commissioner, is with us for a cordial tēnā koe. Jane, my name's Dale, and thank you. Thank you for joining us on Radio Wātea. I hope it's the first of many conversations. It's such a...
I hope so, Dale.
Yeah, it's such an important issue here. But before we get underway, Jane, let's acknowledge that the bulk of our New Zealand kids are going along pretty damn good, and parents are working hard for them. That's not to say all are, and obviously we need to acknowledge that as well. But our kids are our future. Mm. There's really nothing more important that we can work towards and on behalf of. So, you know, we've got some challenges ahead, but for the most part, most kids in New Zealand are going okay, don't you think?
They are. So 1.2 million children in our country at the moment. It's my privilege to be the Children's Commissioner to protect their rights and their well-being. So you're quite right. Most communities are getting this right. However, there are some tamariki who are not living with the supports that they need and the early interventions that they, them and their communities need. And so that will be a top priority for me.
Tēnā koe. Some have felt that the Commission sort of lacks teeth, and recommendations are plenty, but often not enacted, suggestions by the Children's Commissioner not enacted. I think we found that one during the last term with Claire, tamariki and rangatahi Māori continue to be disproportionately represented in our state care system, as an example. As the new Commissioner, what are your top priorities specifically for mokopuna Māori? And where do you believe the greatest change is needed, Jane?
Sure. So I absolutely acknowledge, and I've worked in this sector for a long time in various capacities, and I absolutely acknowledge that too often we have policy that is written on a national scale and it does not meet the needs of communities. It does not meet the needs and at-risk whānau and tamariki within those communities. And so policy is implemented and we don't see any change. So that is something I'm very aware of because I've seen it happen many, many times. In this role, there's some figures that actually really keep me focused on what I think need to be done for tamariki Māori. The first one is that we have just over 4,000 tamariki in state care at the moment, and two-thirds of them are tamariki Māori. So that statistic alone should be something that we should sit very uncomfortably with us. The other thing, if you look at material hardship, so 14.3% of non-Māori tamariki living in material hardship is what the statistics are telling us. 25%, up to 25% of tamariki Māori. So these are things that are huge priorities. These are our greatest needs. I said coming into this role, I wanted to focus on the critical issues because I think we need to do that. I wanted to focus on the tamariki that need us the most and need to be seen. So that is absolutely what myself and the team at Mana Mokopuna, there's a fantastic team behind every commissioner and there's a fantastic team there, and that's exactly what we'll be focused on. Those who are in the most critical need the most support services.
You know, that makes sense. Look, as a proud Māori guy, it's hugely disappointing when we look at those stats, 4,000 kids in care and two-thirds of them our kids. I mean, when we look at it from a New Zealand perspective, they're all our tamariki. But even so, there are these issues that contribute to the state of play. Housing, unemployment, dysfunctional families, addictions, mental health challenges, etc. So it's a tough situation for anyone who comes into the Children's Commissioner's role. Do you enjoy political independence in your role as the Commissioner, Jane? Because we know that politically there has been an aversion to targeted interventions for Māori. But we need to look at this situation perhaps through a different lens. Do you have political independence in your role?
If I didn't think I had that enough independence to do what needed to be done in this role, I wouldn't want this role. So I think, as you rightly said at the start of this interview, the legislation is clear on my responsibilities as Children's Commissioner on how I have to work with and what I need to do for hapu, iwi, whānau. I've had the privilege of working with many, many kaupapa Māori service providers and iwi service providers. I have seen the difference it makes when they are able to design services and deliver them for their own people. So part of the advocacy that I do It has to be not what I say, but how I elevate the voices of those who need to be at the table. So if we're talking about solutions for mokopuna Māori, we have to have iwi service providers, frontline service providers, and Māori leadership at the table. That is who has to be making those decisions. So I see my role as one that I can enable that I can elevate the voices who need to be there for those decision makings. As I've said, I've seen too often policies created and rolled out on the country with the best of intentions, but just ill-informed. So we need to make sure we have realistic solutions. So I see myself as in a role that's able to bring those voices to the table that need to be heard.
Tēnā koe, the role has a clear responsibility to engage with whānau hapū and iwi. And I note your comments that you're pretty comfortable in that space and have been for a long time. But what will that look like in practice, engagement? And how will you make sure the voices of our whānau and our rangatahi and tamariki actually influence the decisions being made about them?
So that's about going and looking for their voices, right? They shouldn't have to fight to be heard in Wellington where decisions are made. And as I said, I had the privilege in my last job, we worked with 800 frontline service providers all across the country, and I saw what can happen when communities are able to make decisions for themselves and work to their strengths. So that would be my goal, is making sure with the team at Mana Mokopuna, and they go all over the country engaging, ensuring that they're engaging in the most targeted areas. I mean, we've talked about poverty, we've talked about abuse, but there's other things as well. I don't like just talking about statistics for tamariki Māori and the care system, because I don't think that's reflective. We need to go back and look at the health system. We need to go back and look at the education system. Where could we have intervened early and wrapped support around that community when we needed to? So it's about our team getting into the communities, going to them, working with them, and understanding what is working. And there are some great projects working around the country. I've seen some amazing iwi-led initiatives around the country, often in rural areas, often the ones that aren't seen. And so that's my responsibility to get that learning and take that to the decision makers.
Well, it's neat to meet you and talk with you, Jane. You know, we're all in this one together, and we need to do the very best that we can. And we know that there have been many inquiries and reports, particularly into the Oranga Tamariki and its system and its shortcomings. But we just need to ensure that fewer tamariki enter state care in the first place, and that's a mahi for all of us. Thanks, Jane. Nice to meet you, and look forward to more conversations over the years ahead. Mihi ana kia koe, and thanks for spending some time with us on Radio Wātea.
Nga mihi reo. It's been a privilege.
Tēnā koe. Thank you.